أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآلي محمد. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With Aqa'id lesson, our subject today is infallibility of the prophets. Infallibility of the prophets. We believe that the prophets, all without exception, all the prophets, there is no exception, are infallible. Yes. If you want to know the meaning of infallible, yes, just give me the time to take out the exact meaning of infallibility. I'm searching at the context because I need to give the exact meaning to you. Yes. Infallibility of the prophets. We believe that the prophets, all without exception, are infallible. So are the holy imams, alayhim afdal as-salatu was-salam, the successors to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. Pure blessings be upon them all. However, some Muslim sects have disagreed with us on this doctrine, as they do not deem necessary the infallibility. Al-Asma, in Arabic, Al-Asma. Yes, I tried to find it in English, the exact meaning, but okay, just take it from me in Arabic, Al-Asma. Okay, as they do not deem necessarily the infallibility of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, let alone the holy Imams alayhim as-salam. Infallibility, asma, here, this is the meaning, means to avoid committing sins and acts of disobedience to Almighty Allah. Again, yes, al-asma, infallibility, means to avoid committing sins and acts of disobedience to Almighty Allah, be they major or trivial. It also includes refraining from committing errors and expressing an awareness, even if such things are rationally not impossible for the prophets. Nevertheless, a prophet is required to be far above even slight defects that may injure his personality. Yes, even slight defects that may injure his personality, such as eating like ordinary people and laughing loudly, as well as every act that is crude. It is necessary to prove the infallibility of the prophets sallallahu alayhim wa alihi wa ala nabina wa alihi afdal as-salat, because if a prophet commits a sin, an act of disobedience to Almighty Allah, an error or any similar act, then the matter will be restricted to one of the following probabilities. One, we have two probabilities. It is still obligatory to follow him in such an act, or it means if that prophet is committing a sin or doing وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ bad action. So here the matter will be restricted to one of the following probabilities. The first is it is still obligatory to follow him in such an act, or two, it is not obligatory. So if we have these two restricted, or these two things, let us see what. As for the first probability, it is still obligatory to follow him in such an act. Here, as for the first probability, if it is obligatory to follow him in such acts, this will definitely mean that it is permissible and even obligatory to commit acts of disobedience to Almighty Allah by his permission. And this is absolutely invalid on account of religious and reason-based necessities. Yes. Okay, is it clear? If it is clear, please write number one. If it is clear, write number one, please. Oh, thank you. Yes. So you hear. Now, for according to the first, which what was the first? It is still obligatory to follow him in such an act. If we allowed or believe that the Prophet himself commit a mistake or made bad actions, so we have to what? We have to act just like him. And if that is true, that means Allah allowed to him, to the Prophet, to act in such a bad way, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, and that is not acceptable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let his Prophet behave with such bad actions. Even it is not good for the religion itself that the Prophet himself act as what, or commit a sin. Why? Because the religion, brothers and sisters, the religion itself, it comes for what? It comes to prevent people from committing sins. So how it comes? The Prophet himself is committing a sin. The Prophet himself, which is leading us for the right way, for the right path, for the good path of worshipping Allah, he make a sin and he disobeyed Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nobody accept this, brothers and sisters. Yes. All right. Okay. This is the first. If we decided that is not obligatory to follow the Prophet, which is the second choice or the second thing, not obligatory to follow the Prophet, this will definitely be in violation of the essential principle of belief in a prophethood. Obedience to the prophets is an obligation once they have been recognized, such as being the case. Each and every act of a prophet would be exposed to the probability that it was an act of disobedience to Almighty Allah or a mistake. Hence, we would have the pretext not to follow the prophets in any of their words and deeds. The inevitable result would be the loss of the benefit of sending messengers and the prophets by Almighty Allah. Moreover, a prophet would no longer be an extraordinary person, and his words, deeds, and knowledge would no longer have such precious value that is always reliable, and it would no longer be imperative to obey or trust the instructions and words of the prophets. Okay, the second thing, it is not obligatory. If it is not obligatory to follow the prophet, so why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophet to all humanity? What is the reason behind that, since it is not obligatory to follow him? Okay, so if it is not obligatory to follow him, there is no use of what, of the prophethood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent the prophet useless, and وَحَاشَ لِلَّهِ مِنَ الْعَبَثِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is away from committing mistakes of doing things or committing a mistake by sending prophets to people. So it is obligatory to follow the people. It is why? Because it is obligatory to follow what? The prophet. The people should follow the prophet. Why? Because the prophet is behaving and acting in a perfect way, in the correct way, all the time, since his childhood until his death. Why? Because this is the meaning of what? This is the meaning of infallibility. This is the meaning of infallibility of the prophets. If the prophet is not infallibility, so he is what? He is committing mistakes. And that he is committing mistakes, people will never, what? Will never follow him. Why? Because he is ordinary person. He is not extraordinary person. And the prophet should be extraordinary person. He should be what? Infallibility person. Ma'soom. And from committing sins, or from doing bad actions, for that he will succeed in handing what, the message of Allah to the rest of the people, and the rest of the people will follow him. For that, brothers and sisters, we should believe that all the prophets are what? infallibility, ma'sumin, okay, all the prophets and even al-ma'sumin, but now we are discussing with the prophet and we will came later on about asmat al-a'imma. This very proof is applicable to the infallibility of the holy imams, because we believe that Almighty Allah selects an imam for this position to guide human beings and represent a prophet. So the same proof, this very proof, is applicable to what? To our imams, to the holy imams, the 12 imams. So it is the same, what, the same proof for the imams also, because we believe, and this is the truth, that the imams themselves, they carry the same what the prophet has carried before. They do the same job of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, what he did. So they should be what? They should be infallible also. This is for today, and inshallah we will meet tomorrow with the attributes of the prophets, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.